This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
We'll be right back. This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did! The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Jimmy Swatzman, everybody. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jim.
There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood. Man, your lifelong membership is free. Keep a giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. Your lifelong membership is free. Keep a giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
When I come home from work, come around 4:30, I'm dog tired and grumpy, my face and hands are dirty. Go on down to the backhand store and lay my money down. Get a plastic bottle of whiskey, got some friends coming around. I'm coming home. Yeah, whiskey by my side. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, and it's good to be alive. Well, that first shot of whiskey tends to be a little sharp, so I cut it with some cola and I pull out my harp. I might play some gospel, I might play the blues, maybe I'll play some Johnny Cash, Born to Lose. Come and sing along. Yeah, take your things in stride. Got me a plastic bottle of whiskey, I got nothing to hide.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
The morning that you left me was just another day. How could I see the sorrow that had found me? And then you laughed and told me that I was in your way. And I turned and ran as heaven fell around me. I stumbled through the darkness, my footsteps were unsure. I lived within a world that had no sunshine. But when you left me, darling, my world came to an end. And there was darkness on the face of the earth. Stars fell out of heaven, the moon could not be found. The sun was in a million pieces scattered all around. Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt. And now there's darkness on the face of the earth. Thank you. be found. The sun was in a million pieces scattered all around. Why did you ever leave me? You knew how it would hurt. And now there's darkness on the face of the earth. And now there's darkness on the face of the earth.
So get a load of this. You don't want to be mediocre and not just run-of-the-mill some computer hacking joker. Baby, grab that thrill. Octane, we're gonna rocktane. This thing called Octane, it swings with performance. Octane competition is in Shocktane. This thing called Octane, it swings with performance. Taking a vacation? No, no, I don't think so. You gotta make it happen, you gotta make that dough. So take it to the limit, fill her up and get strapped in. Put the pedal to the metal and ignite the power within. Octane, we're gonna rocktane. This thing called Octane, it swings with performance. Octane, don't shame. Octane, it swings with performance.
Ignite me.
Octane, we're gonna rocktane. This thing called Octane, it swings with performance. Octane, knock you off your blocktane. Oh, Octane, it swings. Octane, it swings. It swings with performance.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia. Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on
Radio Valencia.
fancy a place to make your eyes glow. Wanna spend a groovy night. Wanna see a place that's out of sight. Do a lot of crazy things. Utica Club is where it really sways. Utica Club.